HappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 232 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Fuck Donald Trump, a.k.a. Fuck White Supremacy. And the shoes for the day, it just felt appropriate to put these motherfuckers on. It's just some all-black Chuck Taylors, man. We going vintage with it. I'm sending my homie, the co-host for the show, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, a.k.a. I ain't vote, so it ain't my fault.
Yeah, I went ahead and voted. I did the early vote. I didn't do like the full-out vote. I just went dim and left it alone. And I'm kind of glad I did, only because when I was in St. Louis, that's where I was last week. I was in St. Louis. I wasn't in, where you said I was at, Cleveland? You said I was somewhere selling a shirt. South Dakota. I was in St. Louis, and I got to meet one of my homies that we went to the same high school, but he went after I did, and we, you know, connected on Facebook. So this is the first time meeting him face to face, and he's the one that's fighting cancer. Like, when he found out he had cancer, he had stage 4B cancer. Damn. And so the ramifications of this election is that, you know, Trump is going to repeal Obamacare. What that means for him is that when they have to switch insurance, because that's what they always have to do, they're insured by their wife's, she's a grad student, so that's how they get their insurance. When they have to switch, under Obamacare, they didn't have pre-existing conditions, so you could get insured. It wasn't a problem. If they repeal Obamacare, they can reject him for insurance because of pre-existing conditions.
Now, why would they repeal Obamacare? For what, sorry? What happened?
Oh, the Republicans have been against that all the time. That's what they've been doing.
Okay, what happened to make Obamacare be repealed?
I didn't mean to gloss over the whole thing. Trump is the president. The Republicans run the House and the Senate. So basically, it's all home team.
Yep.
All home team. You playing in fucking Jerry's world with Jerry's refs. And so that's the first thing on the agenda. Now, they tried, like, I want to say it was somewhere like 160 times to repeal Obamacare last year.
Damn.
Last 4 years. That's like top on the agenda. Well, it's like second on the agenda after the wall, right? So when they repeal Obamacare, my boy who's gone over, I think at this point there's somewhere around $500,000 in medical bills for cancer treatment, stem cells, extended stays, radiation, all the other shit. Like it's a grip of money. If they have to switch insurance, they can very well just say no, and then he's ass out.
Damn.
Now, he might be under one of those places where they say they can't refuse care, but it'll be at a clip that they can't afford it. So you got to make a choice.
And you got to refuse it in because you can't afford it.
Yeah, you know, it's like I either struggle to live and maybe make it, or I say fuck it and leave my family without debt. That's raggedy as shit.
Damn.
So yeah, I voted that way, and I'm glad I did because that's something I didn't think about. But as far as the vote mattering and all the other shit, my stance hasn't changed, and the election proved that. I mean, Hillary won the popular vote, which means that most of the people that went out and voted, that voted in a presidential race, voted for Hillary.
Well, now when people say that, that's a very problematic statement. Because yes, indeed, the popular vote went to Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
But if we left it to the popular vote, then it would only be down to whoever California, New York, Texas, and Florida want to win. You know what I'm saying? That'll be whoever those four states could decide the presidency every time because those are your most popular states. So the Electoral College, I mean, I'm seeing this a lot of this on Facebook. People tell me some the Electoral College. Why is the Electoral College is two different? Two different elections, you know. I'm just like, I say this by population. We get that. Obviously, you don't if you keep going on, because it's 55, it's 50 some million people in California. How many people voted? Like 80 million people voted.
I want to say it was more than that.
It was like 40. It was about 100 million. It was like 48, 40, something like that. It was about 100 million. We got 300 million people in the United States. So if only 100 million got out and voted, we're just gonna be raw, you know, quick math. 100 million voted, we just can't. Nah, man, I get it. Like it's all fucked up now because I can't believe that Trump won. I mean, I know I said it. I've been on, you know, record saying that I thought he was going to win because of the bullshit. But it was just surprising to me to watch that go down like that. Like, I couldn't believe it. And the rural area spoke up and said, hey, we want to be counted too. Because everybody in the inner cities was like, nah, fuck that. But them rural motherfuckers, because I looked in Florida, Hillary won like six or seven counties and the rest of them were all red. And the counties that she won where they're, you know, where niggas be at, where college is at, where, you know what I'm saying, people actually think. Like, my county voted for Hillary. The county right beside mine, which is Gadsden County, voted for Hillary. You had Alachua County voted for Hillary. You had Orange, which is where Orlando is, and they voted for Hillary. Hillsborough, where Tampa is, they got Hillary. Broward, Fort Lauderdale, then you got Palm Beach County, you know, that speaks for itself. And then Dade County. All of those were Hillary counties. The rest of them were all red. And that shit was amazing, bro. Like, just to see a motherfucker with no experience at all is the president of the United States. So, do you know what that means, all right?
It means white supremacy won.
Not that. It's just that I'm going to put in an application at the hospital to be a brain surgeon. And if they turn me down about experience, I'm going to say, bitch, do you know who the fucking president is? Right. Like, you can't tell me that I can't be a brain surgeon with no experience if this thing can run the fucking country with none. You know what I'm saying? So... If you white, like white people have no excuse to be sorry no more. None. You can't be a sorry ass white person if the president, this nigga president with no experience. You can do anything you want to in America if you white. And Donald J. Trump just proved it. The 45th fucking president. He looked surprised he won. He was just like, I won? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this shit started as a joke. And the nigga won. God damn.
It's a mess, man. And I won't pretend to be the smartest light bulb in the motherfucking house. I still don't know how the Electoral College works. I know that Hillary Clinton won 60 million votes. Donald Trump won 59,791,000 votes. They still say that there's eligible 231 million voters. So we're looking at barely half, just over half.
Half of the registered voters voted. Half of the eligible voters voted.
Right. So I don't understand. Like, you were saying that California and New York and places like that would decide the turnout, would decide the election. I don't see how that works. Like, because Hillary made this close with like four states. California, fucking New York, Washington, Oregon. Like, those in Illinois. That's pretty much all she fucking won. And what, Nevada, some shit? Like, she won six states and made this shit close. The fact that Donald Trump...
You got, like, what, 53 of them?
Yeah, so California's 55. New York is like, what, 35 or fucking 40?
29.
That's bullshit to me. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. The other part that doesn't make sense is that in the big-ass state of Texas, which is what, the largest state or second largest state in the fucking country...
Second largest state landmass wise, yes.
We had the four big cities, San Antonio, Dallas, Houston, and Austin, all voted Democrat.
Mm.
The state is red.
Yeah. Oh, because
if you got out of the state's population between Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio, that's an easy 10 million people. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did they get the state?
Bro, I think it's something, man.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Donald Trump was winning shit like Delaware, fucking South and North Dakota. They get like three votes a state.
He was like, he was cleaning up. Like, man, it was just
he was getting all the bullshit. Like I said.
And then I'm tell you, the motherfucker, the libertarian nigga, fucked us up down here in Florida because them 200,000 votes. Because I think Trump won Florida by like 100-some thousand votes.
Yeah, he won it by like 111, and 183 went to the libertarian. Here's my problem with that: Hillary cost Hillary the fucking election.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have been the goddamn candidate.
Mm.
This proved it. She shouldn't have been the candidate. Yeah,
the DNC railroaded Bernie Sanders from the gate. They wanted Hillary to be their candidate.
She didn't have enough fucking moxie. She didn't have the swag to make people give a fuck. Because we remember Hillary. Go ahead.
She was doing the mannequin challenge the day of the election. I was like, whoa, what the fuck is she doing?
She's playing too much. She's playing too fucking much.
And the little what's that thing called you do when you compare something? Whatever. I forgot. What's it called? You know, it's like a wordplay thing when you try to make a...
Keep it going. We'll figure out the analogy.
Analogy. That's the word I was looking for. Sorry. Okay.
Shit.
Analogy we was using was Hillary Clinton was doing the Leon Lett thing in the Super Bowl. Woo-hoo. She was celebrating before she got to the end zone. Donald Trump and the Republican Party was dying BB. And she did not... she was just celebrating with the ball out. Trump came out, smacked that ball, touchback, bitch, we going back the other way. And that's what the fuck happened.
And the shit that messes it up. So if you look at the way people voted, like 97% of black women voted for Hillary. Another 92% of something stupid of black men voted for Hillary. Somehow Donald Trump managed to get like 29% of Latino vote. I don't understand that part. But between all the minorities that voted for Hillary, white people overwhelmingly voted for Trump. So at the end of the day, while y'all blaming black people who didn't vote for this, and you blaming black people who didn't vote for that, you blaming Latinos that did this, Latinos that didn't do that, white people came out and fucking won. A lot of those white people that came out and won by voting for Trump told you they weren't going to vote for Trump. They told you on Facebook. They told you at work. They told you on text messages, I'm not voting for Trump. And they went to the polls and voted for Trump. And that's what he said was going to happen. He said, a lot of people are going to vote for me that's not going to tell you because they're going to get criticized. And this is the goddamn truth. 60 million people agree with Trump. 60 million people agree with Trump. That's scary enough. Like, fuck everything else. I haven't heard. And like I said, I haven't been that interested in this fucking presidential run at all. But I haven't heard any policy Trump said that makes a fucking sense. But nothing.
He released his first 100 days in office deal yesterday, but I'm pretty sure, you know, it's a lot of fluff in it.
Well, so basically, the gist I've got from it, and I've heard this, I haven't read it because fuck it, but I've heard this from like 6 or 7 different people. The wall is going up. Obamacare is coming down.
He's still sticking with the wall shit.
And he's going to get Mexico to pay for it. Obamacare is going to get repealed, and all of the progress that Obama has made moving forward, they're going to roll back.
And look, it was something funny. I saw some Republican pleading with everyone, like, yo, let's work with the president to help it work. Where was that at 8 years ago?
Oh, how about where was that at during the fucking election? Because y'all were so disgusted by Trump, y'all were trying to figure out a way to get him the fuck up out of there.
I think that was all the rules, all right. I think that was all bullshit. To make Hillary think that they was fighting, she could ease up. She could, like I said, she wouldn't have been doing that mannequin challenge if she knew what she knew. Like, hindsight is 20/20. She wouldn't have been doing that mannequin challenge and going to some of these towns and she just say, ah, fuck it, I don't need them. They go, you know, there's no way this guy is going to win. Like, she really thought, like, but she underestimated the stupidity of Americans, dog.
I got to go even further than that. I got to put on my tinfoil hat. I don't believe that she didn't know. Like, I don't, first of all, I don't think that, you know, we've said this before and you've heard it before. Presidents aren't elected, they're selected.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that Donald Trump per se is the guy that they picked to run the country, but I think he might be the fucking figurehead they picked to make this shit happen.
Bro, because there's no way he has to surround himself with a team. And I, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be Newt Gingrich, Rudy Giuliani. If Rudy Giuliani's in there, we fucked. Like, I ain't lived in New York, but I know a lot of New Yorkers that hate Rudy Giuliani. Mm-hmm. If that nigga got to say so in the country, we are fucked.
Oh, not only that, Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God.
So you're getting the stooges in that have been trying to get in. You understand what I'm saying? So it's,
yes.
I'm not one of those big conspiracy theorists. I'm not going to go back to the Simpsons and be like, they predicted it. I'm not going to go back and watch fucking Back to the Future and be like, the Cubs won. I'm not one of them motherfuckers. But I do believe that some of this shit is written. And if you got a way that you done got Palin up here, she got booted the fuck out. Like, ridiculously. She couldn't even be vice president. There was like, that election was a landslide. Then you got Giuliani, who was rumored to run for shit, but his racist shit.
He tried to run for president. He tried to run against Trump, right?
He might have been one of the early, even one of the early 12.
Then he started sucking dick. Like, he's like, yo, Trump is the man.
Right. Ben Carson is allegedly still going to get a job. Like, all of this shit, all the people that you tried to put in there are going to get in on this ticket. And then what? Now, we joked on this fucking show. We were talking about, you know, I feel like getting Trump in there is going to make this shit crumble. I don't back down from that. I still think it's going to make shit crumble. because you can't have somebody that fucking stupid be president. You just can't. Like, even Ronald Reagan ran fucking office before he became president. You have to have some political backing. This motherfucker ain't done shit.
He ain't been class president. He ain't been HOA president. He ain't been president of nobody fan club or nothing. Like, yo, this nigga is...
He's the fucking... Like, he gonna get in office and be like, okay, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to fucking do now?
It's the infamous red phone. Can I call somebody on it?
It's bad that people are looking at other shit. They're like, well, now Russia wants to rock with us. Why is that a good thing?
Russia.
When has Russia and us being allies been cool?
All my life, I was told to fear Russian. And then when they said, I'm Grand Theft Auto, Big Smoke told us that.
It's like, man, all this shit that's happening doesn't make sense. And the other thing that's tripping me out is that my black people, my beautiful melanated people, are freaking out. We've been through a bunch of shit. This ain't new.
Nope.
He's stupid as fuck, but this ain't new.
Like we had Bush for 8 years. at least Bush was a governor somewhere.
He had experience. Now, he might not be smart, but he had experience.
Exactly. This nigga here, Trump, oh my God. Like, I'm still amazed. And, like, you know, the day after the election, like, every black person in face I looked in, we all had that same little look on our face, like, what the fuck just happened? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because yeah. Damn it, man. Why the fuck, man? And then the white dude at work, he wanted to gauge the temperature of the water. So he come back there talking about something, hey, man, got a boy in office. And I was just like, your boy in office. He was like, better than Hillary. She was going to take our guns away. Nigga, it's more guns than people in the country. They can't take all the guns away.
We still on that? I thought Obama was going to take the guns for 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Then the motherfucker going to tell me, well, at least he's going to protect us from ISIS. I said, ISIS don't fuck with the United States like that. They only fuck with us when we over there. No, it's a whole town in Kentucky ran by ISIS. I said, excuse me? I'm telling you, it's a whole town in Kentucky ran by ISIS. I said, all right, this conversation's over. Because... You gonna really believe that there's a town in the United States ran by ISIS?
And it's still there.
And it's still there. They will blow the whole motherfucking town up. No questions asked. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man. So and white people, man, they turn the table on us, man. I know how they felt when Obama got in office now, man, because that's the same way we felt Wednesday, goddamn. They were looking at us like, with that little snide look that I looked at the nigga when Obama got. Like, it came back full circle on that.
But one of them is logical and one is illogical.
True, true.
You know, completely illogical for Obama getting in office. This is logical because Trump has run on hate. And he's got people out here, like, and again, tinfoil hat, but I don't believe all this shit. I've seen a lot of people posting about how they've been attacked by white people lately. But I've seen videos on campus of motherfuckers putting on blackface. I've seen videos of people riding through gas stations calling people niggas. So people are emboldened now to do shit that they wouldn't do before.
Some questions, all right.
Yeah.
If you voted for Trump, do that mean you support everything he says?
I think in this case you have to, because he ain't said shit.
Okay.
Like, so I heard Trump say wall. Muslims need to get the fuck out of the country. Mexicans are rapists and use drugs. Blacks vote for me because you ain't got shit else to lose.
And nothing else to lose. You're living poor. Your city, your schools are failing. Your neighborhoods are shitty.
Women grab them by the pussy.
Yep, they'll let you do it if you're rich.
So you have to agree with that shit because he ain't say shit about policy. Like, even his damn acceptance speech. He said, we have a great economic plan. It's really good. It's really, really good. What? What is...
Yeah, that's really, really good. That is him. That's him right there.
What the fuck is that? What is that? You calling people on stage, you know?
I had to release a 600-page manifesto of what he was going to do for them to even... You know, the double standard is loud and clear right now.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So...
What college did Trump go to? Just, you know, is he the first... Like, I don't think he went to college.
Let's look it up.
He might be.
Let's fact check it. I don't know enough about that nigga to care.
Yeah, let's go to his wiki page, because you know wiki is the official everything. Oh my god, man! I can't believe this though. This is crazy. This is nuts.
Somebody who, in the narrative that I've been seeing on fucking CNN and shit, is that Trump is not part of the establishment. Hillary's part of the elite. Trump's not part of the establishment. Last time I checked, Donald Trump's dad gave him $1 million. That makes you pretty fucking elite.
Okay, it says he went to the Fordham University and the University of Pennsylvania.
Which is still, those are big schools, big name schools. I feel like Fordham is, don't quote me on this, but I feel like that's Ivy League or next to Ivy League.
Mm-hmm. They said he received his bachelor's degree in economics from the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania in 1968. God damn, this nigga old as fuck.
Now, let me say something else. Economics. That means that he graduated with the degree that a lot of college basketball players graduated with. I'm just saying. Like, that's one of those degrees. Business, economics. Those are those degrees that people get when they're not really sure what the fuck they're doing. No shade to the people who have that degree. If you've gone on another shit. But that's like the general degree that a lot of people get. I heard a lot of people talking about the religious aspect of this election. A lot of people bound with him on religious views. I didn't hear him say shit about religion.
Nope. Not one time.
Like,
not once.
I don't understand how that works. Like, if he's Christian, he's also going on to say that he's got Jewish, like, daughters, and one of his daughters is Jewish, which is also some other shit, because you've got like 5 kids from 3 different marriages. I don't understand this motherfucker. I don't get it. We got naked pictures right now, and pictures of our first lady with other women naked out there on the internet right now. Y'all wanted to whoop Michelle Obama's ass because her shoulders were out. We got naked pictures of our first lady. I don't understand how this shit works.
Oh yeah, then white dude to wear to him somewhere. At least we're gonna have the finest first lady ever.
Bitch,
I was like, yeah, I don't know. I was like, I don't know about that. He was like, who? I was like, Shelly got them cakes, nigga. I was like, nah, bro. I was like,
Let's not devolve into some bullshit. Like, cause we got enough to go on without y'all talking about how fine the first lady is.
Okay, Trump is a Presbyterian. He said he began going to church at the First Presbyterian Church in the Jamaica neighborhood in Queens as a child. Of course.
Presbyterian, which I believe that's another form of Christianity. Like, I just don't get this motherfucker, man. I don't get it. And I'm looking side-eyed at extra people, because that's the other thing I noticed. So I was in St. Louis when all the shit went down. Went to Missouri. I was in Missouri, which also went red.
Yeah, like most of America.
Yeah. Like, that's the crazy part, is how much this shit was red. So,
does Hillary hate it that much? So, all right, that's what we got to ask ourselves. Like, goddamn. I mean, you think, let's say for instance, it would have been any other politician running against Trump. They would, a male politician. Because I had somebody, you know, that I knew, he was just like, man, I hate Trump, but I can't see myself voting for a woman. And I was just like, if he feel like that, it's a lot of other people that feel like that.
I think there's some people like that. I don't know that those people were the ones that were at the poll. I think that if it would have been Bernie, or if it had been damn near anybody else, it would have got some of the other people that weren't voting to vote.
Yeah.
And somebody, and it would have flipped some of these places. We also got to remember that they had some voting laws that were enacted that changed some, that flipped some whole goddamn states. Like, Pennsylvania had some strict voter laws that weren't allowing a lot of black people, disenfranchised black people, couldn't vote. That state went red. So there's a lot of places like that where the shit worked. This shit worked the way it was supposed to work. But I think people just don't give a fuck enough about Hillary to make the extra effort. And it was probably twofold. They didn't give enough fuck about Hillary, and they didn't think that Trump was really going to do this shit.
I mean... I'm pretty sure the majority of people felt like he didn't have a chance.
Right.
Because they were just like, there's no way a motherfucker to get up there and say, you tell people to go fuck themselves and all this shit. All the things that he's done in the last 16 months since he, you know, declared he was going to run, that should have disqualified him, because we would not put up that with any other candidate. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they let him pass with all this shit. I just, man, it's sad.
It is. I mean, we're talking about Obama in 2012 had 65.9 million votes. Crazy turnout. Romney had 60 million votes. Hillary and Trump only got 59 million. No one was fucking with these two. Mm-mm. They just wasn't fucking with them. And the that's what ends up being a close race. We're not even talking about a full 10% percentage points. We're talking about 47.7% versus 47.5%.
Damn.
That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. But what are you supposed to do now? At this point, for all the people saying that your vote counts, fuck you, because it don't. All right? It don't count. So now what? Now what do we do? Maybe now you motherfuckers will actually start getting up. Now, we already know what's going to happen next as far as the status quo here. Black Friday's going to happen. Everybody's going to go buy J's. Going to buy Yeezys. Y'all going to be in the store just like nothing happened. I don't know that galvanizing our money into black business is the answer. But galvanizing our money to a party that makes some change, that can do some shit, that can lobby in this fucked up system, that makes sense to me. I doubt it's going to happen.
I mean, sorry, you know what I think is going to happen? I think that this might be the end of our traditional politicians. I think that from now on, it's just going to be like Kanye West really can run for president in 2020.
Yeah, so that's the good thing. Anybody can fucking run now.
I think now the president, that shit is going to take like, I can see it becoming a popularity contest.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we're going to see any more real politicians. Like Cory Booker, I swear I wish he would have ran this year. Like, why we ain't prep Cory Booker to get ready to have black to black presidents? You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, they want to push Hillary. Obama, you should have been had Cory Booker right by your side, showing that nigga the ropes. And he would have been ready, ready to go. But you going to let pass it on to Hillary, man. Like, God damn.
Like, I'm waiting for Oprah and Will Smith to be a ticket. Yeah. Oprah and Will Smith, run it. Like, go ahead. Run next time. BET White people love both of y'all.
BET said that little concert that they put on with Jay-Z and Beyonce, that was enough to win Hillary the election. BET said that. And I looked at them like, you motherfuckers crazy. You know why? It's a motherfucker right now in Nebraska. They don't know who the fuck them two motherfuckers is. Right? They don't know who the fuck they is. That's not going to make them vote for Hillary. But a nigga that keeps saying emails over and over again.
We just said, we just told y'all the numbers. 60 million versus 59.8 million. Hillary got the popular vote. Having more niggas come out to the polls ain't gonna make her win.
Even if every black person, I'm talking about babies and everything, voted, still wouldn't have been enough.
Let's say that every other state had three people. Yeah. California had 100. 98 of the motherfuckers vote for Hillary. Every other state, two of them vote for Trump. Trump is still gonna fucking win.
Yeah.
That's how it's set up. He's still gonna fucking win, and that's what was happening. When Hillary was winning states like Nevada and fucking California, she was kicking his ass. But those electoral votes, you only getting what they got. You're only getting 55 and 6. So those extra votes don't mean a fuck.
I mean nothing.
But Donald Trump is going in Dakota. He's picking up Dakota. He's picking up both Dakotas. He's picking up both the Carolinas. He
picked up damn near the whole South. Like, he ain't win not one state in the South.
Like,
that shit was just, man.
I
was
like, what the fuck?
I was looking at the map that voted for Hillary. I was like, whoa. Like, which state Hillary won?
Hillary, I told you, she won Illinois. She won the West Coast. She won Nevada. I think she won Colorado. And she won New York. Like, that's the gist of it. She may have won fucking New Hampshire or some bullshit. No, she lost New Hampshire too.
Jesus.
So what did she win? Like Delaware? Maine? Mm. I don't even think she won Maine.
Fuck. Let's see. I think, because he won North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas.
It would be easier off saying what she won.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to find that little... It had a picture of all the states. And that shit was... They was like the real United States. I was like, whoa. Like,
we got to be able to find it. Like, this
it was... I mean, a lot of black people was crying. But now, hey, this is the funny thing to me. Everybody, he ain't my president. God is my president. Boy, that shit had me laughing, boy. I swear to God, boy.
The extra religious motherfuckers...
the people coming out like, yo, don't worry, we just need to pray. Didn't y'all pray for Hillary to win? What happened?
Yeah, I don't even have time to go after the motherfucking.
I mean, you know, let's be real. Y'all people sounding extra crazy. Like, religious people don't understand how crazy they sound when they go get super. Like, it ain't that wrong to have religion. Don't get me wrong. That's good. Whatever gets you there is fine with me. I don't care. But when you sit there and get super religious, where you sound crazy in public, like, then I got a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this country at the time, all we need is prayer. They should have never took prayer out of schools. And I'm just like, so praying in a school would have saved this? Like, come on, man.
Even the rhetoric doesn't make sense. Like, if your logic is that God is anywhere when you need him, he doesn't need to be allowed in this goddamn school. Yeah. He doesn't need permission to be part of your school.
Like, exactly. Anyway, I done prayed for plenty of tests. Please, God, no, I ain't studied last night, but help me pass this test. Teacher ain't say nothing to me. They ain't take prayer out of school. There's a lot of kids still praying in school. Nigga praying he'll get his ass beat. Nigga praying he hit this girl. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I mean, it's prayer still in school.
Shit, it's out of hand. Here's the bullshit. So, the state she won, California. Again, 55 electoral votes. 5 million people in California. So, she whooped Trump's ass. Mm. She got Colorado, 9 votes. Connecticut, 7. Delaware, 3. D.C., 3. Hawaii, 4. Illinois was 20. Again, she barely beat him there. She got him by 20, though.
That's our home state.
Yeah, you got to get this shit. Maine, 4. Maryland, 10. How the fuck Maryland got 10? Anyway, Massachusetts, 11. Minnesota, 10. Nevada, New Hampshire, 6-4. New Jersey, 14. New Mexico, 5. New York, 29. That's pretty much the bulk of her shit. The rest of this is 3 and 5 votes.
Yeah.
Virginia's 13 and Washington is 12. We just ran through all of her run, right? Rhode Island, yeah. Oregon, to finish it off. That's her whole run. That is 228 electoral votes. You need 270.
Yep.
So you didn't have enough. The way this bullshit is set up, you didn't have enough. Trump was eking you out and getting the goddamn electoral votes.
Yep.
In Wisconsin, this motherfucker won by like 30 votes?
Wow.
It's like nothing. He went by like 30 votes or some stupid shit. Wyoming, he wins by about 50,000 votes. That's nothing. Texas, he won by 100,000 votes. Tennessee, yeah, he won by about 500 votes. Like, this shit is... These are barely numbers. Not 500,000 on that.
But if you think about it, it's all right. If you think about it. All right. So let's say out of Texas, you said you got Houston, Dallas area,
San Antonio and Austin. Those are the four big cities.
And who?
San Antonio and Austin. Those are the four big cities in Texas.
So you got the big four. All right. Yeah. So think about the in the big four, you're still going to be splitting votes, you know, even though the liberals going to win. But outside of that, you got these little towns with 5,000, 10,000 people. You cleaning up there. Wow, wow, wow. And if you got so many of them, that shit add up. Like I said, I mean, I know what you're saying. How? But the shit add up if you just killing in the rural areas.
Yeah, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what fucking happened. If we look at the map, even El Paso, which has like a KKK headquarters, went blue. It went blue. The southern tip of Texas, which is basically Little Mexico. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, man, that's the aim, boy. They were scared of that fucking wall. They knew they would lose all their population if that wall get built.
Gary Johnson got 3% of the vote here. Jill Stein got less than 1% of the vote here.
Man, them the ones that cost Hillary the election, man.
Not in this case, because he still got him by 100. So even if all the Gary Johnsons, all these people extra voted, it wouldn't have mattered.
Okay.
No, he got to buy. Hey, he got about a million in Texas.
Oh, well, you know,
he knew that wasn't in doubt. He got about a million votes in Texas. So
he said, "Wall, he had won Texas over then." What? We've been saying this for years. Finally, somebody fucking listen.
It's bad, man. Fucking the House, Senate, it's all red. All red, everything.
Boy, right now, this nigga got everything, bro. I'm telling you, bro. Donald Trump, like, yo, he the best businessman of all time, dog. He conned his way to the White House. Say what you want to about him. He's the business wise. All this other bullshit. I don't want him running my country. Damn, I did say that shit. I want a nigga. Oh my God.
Hey man, next election. You know, if Trump makes it 4 years, you know, and I'm not talking about death. You know, I'm going to put this out there now because you know they listen. Yeah, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about getting impeached. Or knowing Trump, he might fucking quit.
He's going to rewrite the Constitution. This nigga rewrite the Constitution. He'll be like, I want to add an amendment to the Constitution.
We've got senators and congressmen who've been holding their seats for 30, 40 plus years. How is that even possible?
Yeah, that shit got to go. Term limits got to go. I think you need to shake it up. I mean, unless your name was Jesse Helms, you don't need to be in office that long.
You got to go, man. Like, the system doesn't make sense. Mark Cuban, I hope you're listening. Run for president. Cuban. I don't give a fuck if you win.
Cuban's not from America, though. He ain't from America.
I don't know where the fuck he's from. I don't care. Run anyway.
You can't run for president. It's in the you can't do that.
It's in the Constitution now.
Look, they was talking about how Trump might get to pick, like, he get to pick one Supreme Court justice. They say he might get two more because two of them that's over 80 that's still there. Like that Supreme Court shit, like that shit ridiculous. Like you gotta get rid of that shit.
And that shit is crazy.
You can't serve for life. That ain't fair.
Nah, like, it's not.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, he is American, I guess.
There you go. See what
he, I thought he was from somewhere else, man.
Nah, his name is Cuban. He's not Cuban.
Sorry. He from Pittsburgh, man. He from the bird.
Motherfucker, so Cuban, run. Will Smith, run. Kanye, run. Oprah, run.
Jay-Z, like, run. Killer Mike, run.
Didn't they say Killer Mike couldn't be a mayor for some reason?
He couldn't run and he didn't get the paperwork done or something in time. Or it was like he didn't live in the neighborhood. It was one of them. You have to live in the neighborhood you was running. It was some little district. He went in the. It was some crazy shit.
Okay, but it was nothing like no legal.
Yeah, but background. He gonna be ready. Hey, look, he gonna be ready in 2 years from now.
But he ain't gonna be ready to run the president. See, that's the thing is that if you have Obama, who's the most popular president we've had since maybe Clinton, pushing you and saying your name, and you can't win. Hey, man, what the fuck?
Hillary had a lot working against her. I mean, one, it was her smugness. Like, Hillary did a lot of dirt, and then she expected us to be like, okay, you're right. You know, you changed. You said, you know what I'm saying? You admitted it. And then, like, she fucked up. I ain't gonna lie. She fucked up. Because you was going against Trump. You had a fucking layup. All you had to do, man, but
She didn't connect with the white people.
Yeah, like, she tried too much for the black vote. Like, you ain't got to get the black. Like, she ain't understand that. Like, Hillary, you don't have to get the black vote. You don't have to appeal to us niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because we going to vote Democrat anyway. Because we niggas. The 2 to 6, 8% of the niggas that don't vote Democrat, don't worry about them. You know what I'm saying? So don't appeal to niggas. Because what you missed out on, white people, man, you ain't, like you said, you ain't appeal to the white women. You figured you had their vote too. Why? Because you was a white woman. But no, you had to talk to them.
Didn't campaign for white women at all.
At all. You just figured like, hey, I'm a woman. So y'all know. No, Hillary, you wear pants all the time. You didn't wear dresses.
you think in one of the debates, if she wore a dress, it would have been a wrap?
It would. Look, bro, you can't pick on a woman in a dress. You know what I'm saying? Woman in pants. Oh, I could go in on you. And that's what Trump was doing. And then it was just like, man, it was just so many lies about her health, and man, it was just so much like that, man. Hey, bro, like,
hey. This is a bigger, this is like a bigger loss than the fucking Warriors lose to the Cavs. Like, you had more than the 3-1 lead.
Now, this was a Mike Tyson. This was Mike Tyson, Buster Douglas.
God damn it! Do we have to have this reference back to back?
I mean, no, but I'm just saying, shit, from the pain that it bought, this is equal to that.
Man, you had to bring that shit. I mean, there's two episodes in a row we didn't talk about this shit.
We ain't talking about it. We just saying, man, I use it as an analogy.
We need a different analogy then, because God damn it.
Man.
Man, this is the finger poke of death. This is WCW's finger poke. Scott Hall. No, it was Kevin Nash versus Hogan. That motherfucker poked him in the chest and laid down, and Hogan got the title. This shit is like that. You
won. Hulk Hogan got pinned by Andre the Giant. They was holding his leg down on Saturday Night Main Event, nigga. You like, Hulk Hogan lost? Like, we ain't seen Hulk Hogan lose in 6 years. We was like, what the fuck? Hulk Hogan lost?
Man, this motherfucker had, you won all the debates. You got the best president and the second, not best, you got the most popular president and the second most popular president in the last 40 years pushing you to the top. You like, and you white. You had the shit. Hey, that should have been a win. Yeah. Donald Trump came out here and said, filth, flaw, and filth, and became fucking. he became the fucking president saying Phil Florin Phil. God damn. So now what? What are y'all gonna do? You motherfuckers that went out and voted and you did your civic duty and the shit didn't work, now what? All you people that are bashing people for not voting, now what? All you motherfuckers who say we gotta play it within the rules of the game, now what? What are you gonna do now?
You said you was leaving the country when Trump get elected. Now what?
Hey, nigga, I'm working on my passport right now.
Fuck, they ain't going nowhere, nigga. I'm gonna weather the storm, nigga. Scar, look, Mufasa will come back for. What's his name? Simba will come and save the pride eventually, man. It's gonna be some dark year.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. This is the election. It didn't go the way motherfuckers expected it to go. All the polling, all of that shit basically told you that Hillary was going to win.
Yes.
And then when the shit started, I said, wait a minute. Like, before even the first day came in, when they were doing the 6% is in, I'm like, that shit's awfully red, bro.
Like, I was like, whoa, man, winning. Like, oh, he's 30. Easy called me. He was like, dog, it's 37-6, man. What the fuck? And I was like, what?
I was like, this shit is not going the way y'all said it was going to go. This is not happening. I'm sitting up here watching this shit. And so the difference is the first part of my stay in St. Louis, I was in one hotel, which is in the more mixed part of St. Louis. But then the last two nights, I was in a hotel that's in the white world. And I was like, yo, like, what's going to happen when I go get gas? That my exact thoughts. Like, what's going to happen when I have to interact with these motherfuckers? I was clueless. When I got to the airport, the shit was on loud. Like, it felt like the TV was on a million talking about the election. Watching the people watch the election. White people looking at me and then flip off the TV. You know what I'm saying? Letting me know they down for the cause type shit. Some of them other motherfuckers are sitting there beating their chest silently watching Trump as the president. It is what it is. And so now you see the post now on social media. Everybody's talking about how to heal. This election split us up and divided people. It wasn't the election. People showed who the fuck they were. This wasn't Trump and Hillary's doing. People showed you who they were. And a lot of these motherfuckers that you was calling friends, a lot of these motherfuckers you was having potluck in the office with and going to pick up extra shit on your break, let it be known that they was voting Trump. Or they didn't let it be known that they was voting Trump. But you got to see them. Even now, I still see people saying that their timeline has got different white people that are smiling about Trump winning the presidency. Why is that your timeline? It ain't mine. It ain't my timeline.
It's all right. You was one of the people that defriend people for this bullshit.
Bro, look here. I defriend people for anything. I think about Facebook a little bit different. Like, I don't want to collect people. This is not a fucking Pokemon game or fucking Topps baseball cards or some shit. You just collect them all so you can have them. This is what your news feed looks like, is the people that are around you. So if you're trumpeting shit, you're liking shit, you're posting shit that I don't fuck with, I don't need you in my timeline. And depending on the shit that you put in my timeline, I might not need you in my life. It's important enough to me like that. So if you get on here and all you posting is doom and gloom shit, I don't want to hear it. You got to go.
Don't you hate that nigga? Man, I got a flat tire today. Man, I lost my job.
Or the phantom complaints. Oh, God, why me?
Oh, God, I hate the open-ended. Like, that's okay. You going to see in the end. But I'll be like, people use Facebook. No, you need to be on Twitter with that shit.
Twitter's where we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Twitter's where you can, that's the stream of consciousness. Facebook, no, it's not a stream of consciousness. And I hate the people that use Facebook for Twitter purposes. And I can't,
it's a lot of things that are really weird about, you know, Facebook and how you interact and use it for business and shit like that. A lot of people feel like they're supposed to be on your Facebook because, nigga, they bought a shirt from you. That's not enough. Like, we don't kick it.
Coworkers that add me on Facebook, I'd be like, yo, they send me requests, and I'd be like, man, I'm not, you know, I only come on Facebook to laugh. Like, I don't get serious nothing on Facebook. Like, I'm not, that's not what I use my Facebook for. Like, I don't post fight videos no more, unless, you know, I add you in a post. Like, you know, I ain't gonna post on your, because I know people fight videos. I really don't like that shit no more. You know, I mean, I like watching them, don't get me wrong. but I'm not gonna put that shit. I'm not gonna post that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I can't remember.
You're yeah, talking about the way people use Facebook and shit. You
know, oh yeah, yeah. I go on Facebook, crazy videos, funny pictures, talk about sports, and keep it light. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like your little baby pictures, stuff like that. But as far as niggas that be getting all political and all, I don't get. I'm not gonna share my opinion on Facebook. Who gives a fuck? Everybody got one. It's five. It's half a billion people on Facebook. So that's how many opinions you got right there. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all got multiple Facebook pages. God damn, how do you do it?
Hey, shit. It's a mess. I mean, hell, we failing with the multiple Instagram account. We can't even do that shit right.
I try, man. Look, I try, man. But I mean, hey, man. It's only so I'm going to keep it up, man. I mean, you know.
It's only so much you can do, man.
All right, we got to. We gotta post, like, and they gotta be Frocast related pictures. You know what I'm saying? So shit that they only know from the Frocast. Like, you know what I'm saying? We might get them a word or insider or anything, man. Something, but just keep it Fro. Like, we talk about shit on the Frocast this week. It's gotta be on the Instagram.
And tag us and shit y'all want us to talk about.
Yes, that's what we got it for, man. The 13 of y'all that follow us on Instagram. Salute.
If you let this Instagram fail, y'all letting the terrorists be easy win. I just want y'all to know that.
Yes.
I want y'all to know what we had to go through to get this goddamn Instagram. So if this shit fails, first of all, it's your fault if it fails. I want y'all to know that. It's not our fault. It's your fault. We took the fault for not being successful right now. If Instagram fails, it's your fault, motherfucker.
Yeah. Because I'm asking once a week. I need a post on y'all page telling niggas to follow us, man. But you know. You know, you got 7,000 people over there, man. Just let me get 10%, man. Please.
So, we done with this election shit.
Are we?
Well, I mean, we done talking about it.
Oh. Yeah. What I'm hearing, people on Facebook say they're signing petitions.
Oh, my God. If y'all don't go suck a dick with all these petitions, you can't petition for everything, man.
They really think them up. Look, they got Trump out of it. That's who they wanted in there. They're not gonna let nobody win that they can't control. Are they, man? Stop.
Get the fuck out. Keep signing your petitions, people. If that makes you feel good, signing a petition is just like going to vote. You already seen your vote don't fucking matter. They done already told you your vote don't matter. Go ahead and sign the petition, see if that matters.
And it'd be funny with a petition. They say it gotta have X amount of signatures just for me to read it. Like, if it ain't got this many signatures, I won't even read it.
Just for me to read it and then not acknowledge it. Like, okay, I read it. Next.
No.
Speaking of this election, apparently, so we talked about before Weezy and his non-blackness. Like, Weezy has gone full retard, right?
Yeah, he apologized, though. Since you know.
What is he apologizing for, though?
Because, I mean, he shouldn't apologize. Because, like he said, he lives in a bubble. He's not like you and I saw, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A police officer just might recognize Lil Wayne and be like, yo, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? That's Lil Wayne. I'm not going to kill him.
Right. I'm famous enough I'd have made it up off the streets, nigga. I'm not in the same class as you. That shit don't concern me. What are you apologizing for?
Yeah.
So he apologized. Who gives a fuck, right? T.I. decides to go off on Weezy.
Yeah.
In this world where y'all tight enough to where y'all to raise each other's kids, but somehow y'all dissing enough.
T.I. statement, man.
Somehow y'all dissing enough that T.I. feels like he got to write a public letter
on Instagram,
which is like the most. If y'all G's, because T.I. and Weezy supposed to be G's. Yeah, like y'all family and y'all gangsters. Who the fuck is turning into Twitter fingers?
Let me see.
How did that happen?
Yeah, because, I mean, let's give an instance. All right, man, you like, man, Jordan wilding out, man. I would be upset if Saul Wright put on the gram instead of calling me first and be like, yo, Jordan, you was wilding out on that Frocast, man. So, okay, this is what T.I. said. He said, I know you're wired a bit different than most other responsible adults, but still, you tripping. I don't know what you're going through or what you are attempting to avoid, but this is absolutely unacceptable. You're disrespecting yourself, bringing shame on your family's name, and tarnishing your legacy. What does he want? He said, bro, if you don't stand for something out here, all the money, jewelry, cars, mansions, bandanas, and hit records don't mean anything, he writes, using a stronger word. He said, our people are being oppressed. We are being hunted, captured, and slaughtered out here daily. You have to get out of that bubble that you've been living in and get out here and educate yourself on what's going on around us. You know what I'm saying? So
This is T.I. in 2016.
Yeah, this is T.I. saying on Instagram in a post that he could have really just called Wayne, because Wayne's daughter, she was like, yo, that's kind of messed up. He did that on the gram instead of calling them and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if we that cool, that, you know, you just call me and tell me that. You ain't have to publicly shame me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I agree with T.I., but I don't agree with the way he did it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, T.I., you know, you're no squeaky clean guy either. I mean, well, I guess T.I. don't rap about that shit no more either. So I let him slide.
But that's the thing. Like, this is... I talked about this before. One of the people that I rock with, you know, out here in Austin, felt like because now that they're making a stand and taking a stand on shit, that they can pull everybody into the goddamn window and talk about shit. Like, so now that you're concerned about racism, you can call black people on being racist because now you're saying something. So T.I., you decided to flip the script and become a different dude. Now you gonna call everybody else's shit out like yours don't stink. I don't think that's how it works.
Now when T.I. defended Iggy Azalea about her when somebody was calling her out about her little anti-black stuff, whatever she did, he was defending her.
Bruh. You know what I'm saying? I don't get it. Now I'm not saying that you don't have the levity and the opportunity to change who you are. You know what I'm saying? But I think you gotta pace yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be this dude and you're going to be out there and outspoken, and I'm about to bring another name up here in a second. That's cool. But you still got to operate within the confines of who the fuck you are as a person. You should have called Weezy if it was that deep. You should have actually said something. Typing the shit out in the public letter is stupid. Another motherfucker, Stephen A. Smith, decided to say something to Kaepernick. He didn't want to hear nothing Kaepernick got to say. He's a fraud. I don't want to see him do nothing but throw those incomplete passes. You're a sham. You know what I'm saying? And whatever other big words Stephen A. Smith decides to use. This is the same person who, when Ray Rice knocked the shit out of his wife, he had the nerve to call black women to the table for confronting black men. Like you said that. This is the same Stephen A. Smith who talked about men getting visible tattoos and having a hair in something that's not a Caesar or a fucking low fro like he has. You got to do better than that. You got to be presentable. You got to be businesslike. You're trying to get a job. This is the same Stephen A. Smith. This is the same Stephen A. Smith that went to HBCU and spoke to the graduating class and said, for you, racism isn't an issue. This is the same Stephen A. Smith. So now you want to talk about Kaepernick because he didn't vote and he's despicable to you and disgusting and he doesn't exist and you don't want to see him and you don't care about what he's got
to
say.
He's irrelevant now. He wants to black out by all media. He said you're playing garbage on the field. Bitch, I just threw for 400 yards. What you mean?
Like, this is the same Stephen A. Smith. The same dude. So somewhere between telling black women that they need to stand down to their black man and telling black men that they need to be presentable around these white people and telling black kids that black young adults that racism doesn't exist, somewhere you became Malcolm X. When did that happen? Because the realest nigga on TV shows like yours is on Fox now with the white dude who used to talk about black shit more than you did. You on there getting killed by Max Kellerman on a daily basis. But now somebody else is dead to you. So like when we get to this point to where black people want to evolve and become different people, it's all good. But recognize your past is going to be right there in your face. You living by social media, you're going to die by that motherfucker. We know who you are. What has Charles said about this election? Because he said he was voting for Trump too. I don't know, man. I'm just...
Stephen A. said he was voting for Trump?
I don't know what the fuck Stephen A. said. I don't listen to him. I said, Sir Charles, though. Charles Barkley.
I thought he said he wasn't voting for Trump.
Charles Barkley said he was voting for Trump,
I thought he said he wasn't voting for either one of them. So he said some shit like that. He said, I know I ain't vote for him, the other guy. And I know he said that, but...
Shit, that might have been fucking Bernie Sanders he was talking about. Who knows, man? Yeah. But this shit is just out of hand, man. And Ray Janae, it was Ray Janae that said that about her dad, right? T.I., you should have talked about that. Hey, she's right. That's how you gonna handle it. You gonna be a man. You gonna step to a man. That's what the fuck you do. Especially in a situation like this. Like, you could have made a broad general statement, but that shit that you said that was personal, you should have just reached out to that motherfucker like that. But anyway, man.
I was just reading some of Plans, honey. I mean, some of Plans, some of the Donald's
Jesus Christ.
100-day action plan, you know, to make America great again. A contract between myself and the American voter, and begins with restoring honesty, accountability, and change to Washington.
What?
Oh, man. Either therefore, my first day of my term of office, my administration will immediately pursue the following six measures to clean up the corruption and special interest collusion in Washington, D.C. First, propose a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on all members of Congress. Second, a hiring freeze on all federal employees to reduce federal workforce through attrition, exempting the military, public safety, and public health. Third, a requirement that every new federal regulation... What? Two existing regulations must be eliminated. Oh, for every new regulation, they got to take out two. Okay. Fourth, a five-year ban on White House and congressional office becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Damn. Fifth, a lifetime ban on White House officials lobbying on behalf of a foreign government. Damn.
What? This is a bunch of shit that we're not usually privy to. So, in other words, this is a lot of shit that we won't know that happened or didn't happen.
Nope.
This is shit that's not relevant to who we are as people, from my understanding. So, he's going to cancel... This is the kind of shit that we have to pay attention to. He's going to cancel Obama's executive actions on immigration and guns.
He's going to lift restrictions on production of the $50 trillion worth of job-producing American energy sources, including shale oil, natural gas, and clean coal. Oh, my God. We about to run through everything.
Ask Congress to immediately deliver a full repeal of Obamacare. Suspend immigration from terror.
Cancel payments to UN climate change programs. Use money.
He doesn't agree. He doesn't think that climate change happens. So, of course, he's going to get rid of that. Suspend immigration from terror-prone countries and implement extreme vetting.
All federal funding to sanctuary cities.
Impose tariffs, which means that for a lot of the goods that we receive, and I believe last time I checked, we're somewhere around 75% import nation as opposed to export. Now trade is going to be higher penalties for people that try to trade with us, which is going to fuck up some more relations. Number six is the most amazing shit I've ever seen. Build a wall and have Mexico pay for it. Amazing. Enact the Trump tax plan. Now, I've never heard of the Trump tax plan. So Trump's tax plan collapses the seven federal income tax brackets into three. Nigga, what? Reducing the top marginal rate from 39.6% to 33%. And lowers the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%. So basically, middle class would be even more people. You know what? I don't even have the bandwidth to deal with this shit. We're not even supposed to be talking about this, nigga.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just found it online.
You just let's get to keep 100, man. Cause fuck this shit.
All right, man. Hold on real quick. Sorry. My bad. My phone just run. Hey, recording the forecast. Hold on. Rock Jones, what's going on? What's up, Rock Jones? Now, you on the show? You on the show now, nigga? You on the show now, nigga? Say what up to the people.
Oh, shit. Hey, what it do? This your boy, Jiggly Jones, out here, man. I'm trying to have you blowing on these things, man. What it do, though?
Yeah, man. So, Jones, you famous now. Your Twitter about to be jumping. Twitter is at. His Instagram is at.
I'm a lame, bro. I ain't got no Twitter, bro.
Well, what's your Instagram then, man? Tell him your gram then, man.
Man, I don't care, bro. Instagram, bro. I don't need to be on that, bro. I ain't dealing with social media, bro. Donald Trump's in the goddamn eradicate all that shit on these niggas, man. Donald Trump's in the Travis Lane Entertainment. We're gonna call this nigga Lil Wavy, man, nigga. He's Travis Lane all the way. This nigga, all that crazy, corny ass shit, bro. Bro, you better he been a hoe, bro. He been a hoe. He don't see the wrong nigga, bro. I'm telling you, bro. He gonna hit them hands, bro. That nigga a bitch, bro. He be talking about that Simmons and shit, bro. He cry. Come on, bro.
Well, yeah, but these opinions are by no way reflect those opinions in Nappy Afro. These are Rock Jones opinions of itself. Keep going. That was the legal part I had to let out.
No. Yeah, man. But hey, man. Hey, that boy, Frankie, it's okay. It's going, bro. Before Donald Trump get a hold of that bitch, bro. That's all I'm. Yeah,
boys
go hard in the paint,
bro,
because when he get a hold of his
brother,
niggas gonna be crying in the streets, bro, all day long, bro.
They crying now, man. That's a bet, man. Well,
oh, shit. You can believe that. We crying Jones right now. Sandra was a goddamn couple of days ago. The whole black community, nigga, was one big crying Jones, nigga. I was just like, bro, nigga, boy. Boy.
Everybody woke up with a crying Jordan face Wednesday. We just walk around with it.
You feel me, bro? Like, niggas, like, actually, bro. Nigga, like, bro, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, I know, I don't have feelings, I like, when you cry, this, bro, when Obama went that shit, bro, I was like,
damn,
bro, like, you feel me? Like, and shit, bro. Like, nigga, like, you feel me? Like, you know, bro, like, I can see, bro,
look, Jones, man, we got to go, man. You know, you're running over time. All right, man. Sponsors telling us we got to go, man. All right, man. Yeah.
All
right. Rock Jones, everybody. Rock Jones. All right, man. Sorry about this, all right?
You all good, man.
All right, my keeping 100 this week, man, is ran to a little predicament this week at the job. Cooking ass Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Girl at the job. You know what I'm saying? You know, she cooked out on the grill or whatever, and she bought your boy a plate. And on this plate was, like, you know, some hamburgers, some hot dogs, some baked beans, some rice, some barbecue chicken from the grill. No bones, of course, because she know I don't fuck with no bones. Some mac and cheese, some greens. You know what I'm saying? So she bought me the plate at work. And I ain't really had time at work today to eat it. And I really wasn't that hungry. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't eat it. So I was like, man, I'm just gonna bring it home. I'm gonna eat it as soon as I get home. So I got home, put it on the table, walked the dog, whatever, like that. Started that damn getting on the computer, watching, you know, whatever the fuck I was doing. Got sidetracked. So I said, man, fuck it. Let me throw this food in the refrigerator. And I kind of hid it in the refrigerator. So my son come home. He hungry, average, you know, greedy ass teenager. Come home, see the food. Who plate is this? It's mine. Can I get some of it? Yeah, you can get some of it. So I give him some of it. This nigga leave a motherfucking plate on the goddamn table. Now, I know what you're saying, so right? What's the big deal? It's just a plate of food on the table. Yeah, it was in a tray. It was one of them, the nice ones that you get from a restaurant, one of them hefty motherfucking tray plates. Then it had my name written on it. You could tell a woman wrote it because the way she wrote my name, right? So, needless to say, you know, I live with fucking Matlock, Angela Lansbury, goddamn Cagney and Lacey, any other fucking famous motherfucking Inspector Gadget. I live with that motherfucker. So, what woman gave you this plate? I said, how you know it's a woman? Oh, I can tell by the name, the way the name wrote it is a woman. I said, well, I mean, you know, food at work, blah, 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 blah. And, oh, my God. I did not... So yeah, basically me and the dog are out here sleeping in the same motherfucking room because I'm bringing another woman food home, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my wife, you know what I'm saying, she think her macaroni and cheese is better than everybody, so, you know, me eating somebody else's macaroni and cheese, she feel like that's me sticking my dick in somebody else's pussy, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know what I'm saying, it's just a cardinal, because I swear to you, bro, like, she, man, so, yeah, man, germ fucked up, should have known better, I should have just ate that food when I got it. You know what I'm saying? But I was busy, and it just, you know, and now I'm paying for it, man. So, yeah.
She don't know that Prince Germ has some either, do she?
Look. Then I ain't even dime him out either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? I took it. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, you think I'm going to tell you who did it when I know who did it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. I ain't going to tell you because I'm going to take the charge because that's what real niggas do. You got the game fucked up out here. You a whore. Well, like,
You would have had him fucked up because he's like, oh, so now you feed my son tainted food.
Exactly.
Not my son cheating.
So it would have been like even worse.
Yeah. Now you got my son out here cheating. Yeah. You. God damn, man. You're brave enough. I wouldn't have took her goddamn food anyway. You know they take that work wife shit seriously.
I mean, but she not my work wife though. She just a girl that be cooking food all the time.
Who's the work wife?
I don't have a work wife. I have a work girlfriend.
Okay, so well, it sounds like the work girlfriend need to be replaced.
The work girlfriend, no, she's not required to do all that.
What's her job?
Just a little cute.
Man, fuck that shit. You got a work girlfriend and you got a work side hoe? Cooking ass kids, you need to be promoted.
Then I got like a little work mistress. It'd be funny when like they both there at the same time. I have to like, you know, hide and go talk to the other one because they see me talking to one. I just don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, that's just how it is.
Yeah, you got way too much drama for the work, motherfucker. You got like,
nah, just in that look, man.
Cooking ass Keisha need to be promoted. That's all I'm saying.
Cooking ass Keisha is the manager. She's a manager.
She need to be promoted to the work girlfriend.
Nah, man.
She be cooking. That's all I'm saying.
She's not my type. She can't be, you know what I'm saying? She's not my type.
You're doing the most.
Like, yeah, exactly. I got a wife. I just need work girlfriends, man. I just need girlfriends. I don't need no more wives, man. You know what I'm saying? Just need work girlfriends.
You're doing the most, man. So then we got a fucking winners and losers this week.
Oh man. Well, my winner this week, man, it's all right. It's hate. Hate won.
Like a motherfucker.
Hate won this week, man. Hate show AA. Hate showed you that it is still a big force in America, and it is. Haters gonna hate. And that's exactly what we saw, man. We saw hate win this week by astounding margin. 289 to 206.
God damn, man. That's a lot. Like I said, a lot of motherfuckers that you work with, a lot of people that are your friends, voted for Trump. Just want you to know that shit.
I respect the ones that told me they voted for him, but I assumed all of them did. You know what I'm saying?
So shit, it's a pretty safe assumption that a good amount of them motherfuckers did. It's a pretty safe assumption that a good motherfucking amount of them did. So, who your losers?
My losers hope, because we had hope. Now we have none. We got to get it together. It's all right. Black people, we shook up a little bit, but we know we are the most resilient and strongest motherfuckers alive. Like the last couple of days, we just been walking around like zombies. So we just gotta shake it up. You know what I'm saying? Get back together, smack ourselves in the face, dot some cold water in there. You know what I'm saying? Something. We gotta get it together, man. Cause yo, you know what I'm saying? Much. You know, shit I give Obama for, you know, shit he do. You know, he did give niggas hope, bro. Like, when that nigga got down, like, niggas got a new swag when Obama got elected, man. And it just feel like they took a little bit of that from us, nigga, when they elected this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why hope is my loser this week.
Man, I was listening to one of the podcasts I listened to, and they said hope is just delayed disappointment. That's real shit. That's real shit.
You know what's all right? That's why I don't get too excited about shit, because I'd rather not get excited and then when something happens, I'm really excited than to be built up for the excitement. Then when it doesn't happen, I'm really bummed. Maybe that's being a lifetime Eagle fan, that I know my team will never ever win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And
or like, and I know. Shit.
I mean, but y'all got a chip. You seen your team. It ain't like you be easy. And the Jets got, like, he can talk shit because the Jets got a championship. But nigga, you ain't see that shit. The Jets ain't going to get one in your lifetime. Be easy.
But that shit was opposite, though. Like, so when we won the championship, we didn't think we had shit because we lost our quarterback this year. So we didn't have any expectations. Then we went out and did what we did. Since then, it's been the opposite. Since then, we've started like 3-1 like 6 times. And ended the season fucking 6-and fucking 12.
You can, if you, God forbid something happened to you, but when you go out, you done seen your football team win a chip, you done seen your baseball team win multiple chips. You a happy fucking man. You not a miserable Eagles fan. If it wasn't for the Florida Gators, I would not watch fucking football, nigga. I would be fucking miserable.
Hey, man, hope. Delayed disappointment, man. I want to make sure that I clarify this for the millions.
And millions.
Of listeners that happen to be white that listen to this show. When we're speaking about white supremacy and the white motherfuckers that pulled the wool over our eyes, we're not speaking about the people that we fuck with. We're speaking about those motherfuckers who know who they are. You know exactly who we're talking about. Don't be special. We ain't got no problem with white folks. We got a problem with you savage motherfuckers who happen to be white, who happen to be operating on some other pretenses and some bullshit. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the haters. We're talking about the motherfuckers who would wear hoods before they wear a baseball cap. That's who we're talking about. If you're still confused, we're probably talking about your motherfucking ass. So now that we got that shit out the way, you want to give our shout-outs, man?
I mean, shout out to the, first of all, shout out to the staff, you know, the frauds over there, the Fro Horseman, B, Easy, GQ, Blue.
Wait, you said the frauds?
The frauds, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, man, they trying to be us, all right, man. They piggybacking on our success.
Hey, man,
niggas really think they show better than ours. I said, y'all show easy. Y'all just talk about what happened on TV, nigga. Y'all niggas not coming up with no fucking insight, nigga. Fuck that shit, man.
God damn.
And then, yo. And another thing, man, not in the fucking Fro Horseman. Quit fucking throwing me in that shit, calling me Mongo McMichael, whoever the fuck that is. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure he sounds like a lame that walked around with a Super Bowl ring on a wife that was cheating on him. But hey, what do I know? You know what I'm saying?
Sheesh.
Oh, man. Anyway, oh yeah. Shout out to Short T.
Short T.
Rest of the niggas that write on the staff. Shout out to all the loyal listeners, Ruler, myself, RT3. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, MJ Money 9S, still a bitch. Year almost over. I'm trying to keep a whole year calling you a bitch, then I'm gonna stop. Static, what's the name? Mad Static, whoever that is, they be talking to us on fucking yeah, Stacks. And anybody else that fuck with the Fro, man, y'all know who y'all is, man. Shout out. Oh, shout out to Baby Yoda over there at that site, man. That, he really fucking listens to the show, man. Shout out to Baby Yoda. Shout out to, who else was that said something, man? Like, I ain't no niggas really listen to the show like that because I made a post and they was like, but didn't you just say about your work? I was like, damn, y'all niggas in real time on my ass. So yeah, shout out, man.
That's dope, man. It's always good when we find out some people listen to us for real because the comments be light. Comments be lighting the motherfucker.
I think comments, man. You can have comments, and then it could be a lot of stupid people. It could be spam. So, man, I guess comments don't mean it's all right.
No. I agree with you there. I'm just saying that used to be our gauge. Like, our comment section used to be our gauge. Our comment section used to be on fucking swole, be lit, as the kids say.
All right.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it's a different day, different ball game. Props to the Frocast family member who has a boo now that we ain't heard about. You know what I'm saying? Props. Niggas taking road trips and shit on Snapchat.
So we'll talk about that when it stops. Cause,
yeah, you got the insight per usual. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I don't have the insight. I was hoping you did.
Oh, no. I don't know shit. I don't know shit. Told like, oh, I didn't tell you about so I don't know shit. So anyway, man, we happy y'all listen to us, happy to be back. Another episode. Hey, don't sweat the goddamn election. Some of you motherfuckers that went out to vote that are loud and proud that you voted don't know what the fuck you were voting for anyway. It's okay. Just stop thinking that you're better than other motherfuckers. Figure out a way to fix this shit and quit crying. We'll be back for another episode next week. This has been the Frocast with your homie Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, sitting in with the co-host King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcasting today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com